pitch coming up at 6:30. Well, the Mets are trying to win for a seventh straight game. They've already had two win streaks of at least seven games or longer, now trying to make it three seven-game win streaks within their first 51 games. Quite remarkable for a truly special season developing here for the St. Lucie Mets, who are coming off of a home sweep 5-0 against the Daytona Tortugas, completing the doubleheader sweep on Sunday and then enjoying yesterday's off day. For Jupiter, well, they were in the thick of a playoff race with the Mets, but they lost twice on Sunday, and now they really need to get it going here. There's a scenario where the Mets can clinch the East Division in the first half later on in this series. Mets enter the day 34-16. That is the best record in the Florida State League East. It's tied with Fort Myers for the best record in the entire FSL, and it's the second best record in all of minor league baseball. Fort Myers and St. Lucie only trailing the Dayton Dragons in the Reds system, high A Reds. Jupiter is 7.5 back, 26-23 with 15 games left in the half. Palm Beach out of it at 20-19, 13.5 back. Daytona 19-31, already eliminated from first half contention. Over in the West, Fort Myers 34-16, an 8-game lead over Clearwater, so it appears like the Mighty Muscles are well on their way to a division crown. Lakeland is in third place at 24-27. Bradenton, Dunedin tied for fourth at 23-28, and the Mets' next opponent, the Tampa Tarpons, are in last place at 22-29. Other games around the Florida State League tonight, 6:30 starts for Lakeland and Dunedin in Dunedin, Palm Beach at Tampa, and Clearwater at Bradenton. The late game is Fort Myers at Daytona at 7:05. So the poor Daytona Tortugas have to face the Mets last week and now the Red Hot Mighty Muscles this week. Take a quick break here on the St. Louis. I have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's ball game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Mets so far this year in 2022 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, 6-6. They lost 4-6 against Jupiter, the third series of the year, and then a couple weeks later returned and won 4-6 from the Palm Beach Cardinals, who share this ballpark with the Hammerheads. Mets have 27 total games here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium this season. We'll get through the 18th one on Sunday. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, we welcome back Keyshawn Askew off the injured list. Keyshawn has not pitched in a game since April 27th. He's been on the development list and then the injured list with a left bicep impingement, which is too bad because he was really rolling. In 16 innings this year, he had allowed just 7 hits and 2 earned runs, with only 3 walks and 20 strikeouts, 1.13 ERA and a 0.63 whip and he has had success here against Jupiter. On April 20th, pitched four shutout innings, one hit, one walk, and a season-high eight strikeouts over these Hammerheads. So Askew on the mound for the Mets. We expect him to be followed by Robert Colina. Of course, Keyshawn not making a start for over a month will probably be limited in his innings. The starting pitcher for the Hammerheads is right-hander Gabe Bierman, who will be making his ninth appearance in his eighth start. He's had a good season. 2-1 record with a 3.26 ERA, 39 innings, 32 hits, 14 runs, 18 walks, and 41 strikeouts for Bierman. On April 23rd here against the Mets, he limited St. Lucie to one run and five hits and five and a third. Well, Bierman on the mound for the Hammerheads. Hammerheads are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. The lineups will have to wait until after the break. When we return to Clover Park. We wish we're 20-3. When we return to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we will have first pitch in game one of a six-game series between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. Base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe in the Mets win. Mazika, the walk-off winner. Duo pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is down. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Rainier, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time for the first time in a six-game series for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Jupiter leads the season series 4-2, handing the Mets their only series loss of the year. Was the second full series of the season, third series overall. Remember, we started that mini three-game road series at Daytona. And the Mets won their home series against Clearwater and lost here against Jupiter. Although it was close, Mets had a chance on a Sunday to get the 3-3 split tie game in the eighth inning. And Jupiter scratched across a run in the home eighth and finished it off in the ninth. To meet the Mets lineup, it's darn near similar to the exact Game 2 lineup of Sunday's doubleheader. Omar De Los Santos leads off, plays left. Jose Rivera bats second. He's the DH. William Lugo will hit third. He's at short. Justin Guerrero plays third, and he is hitting cleanup. Stanley Consuegra is in center field batting fifth. Carlos Dominguez hits sixth. He's in right. Junior Tillian bats seventh. He's at second. Jack Thomas Wold will hit eighth. He's at first. Brady Smith is the catcher hitting ninth. He's the only change from the 5-1 Game 2 win on Sunday. Notice no Alex Ramirez for the second straight game for Ramirez. Just has to, let's just say, play the game the right way and do the right things to be an everyday player. Before we have first pitch here, the umpire, Garrett Griffin, looking down into the Mets' bullpen where Askew finished warming up, and he's making all the relief pitchers down there move their chairs back up against the bullpen wall. So that they are not in the way. First pitch is on the way, and it's slugged deep right field by De Los Santos. Bye-bye baseball. First pitch swinging. Omar De Los Santos hits a home run to right field. His eighth of the year. Talk about an ambush. 1-0 Mets. And a big smile from Omar as he hits home plate. Yeah, I'd say the Mets are ready to play today. That's a home run hitting bunch. They didn't hit one in either of their two games on Sunday. They do lead the league with 55 now. First pitch to Jose Rivera is a strike. De Los Santos home run, 103 miles per hour off the bat, off a 90 mile per hour sinker. 26 degree launch angle, hit it 374 feet the opposite way. Rivera takes this pitch for a strike. And then lines one foul. Bierman, seventh round pick by Miami last year. Out of Indiana, pitched a little bit for the Hammerheads at the end of last season, and spent all year here so far wearing the black stirrups. There's a slider down and away. Two, two. Breaking ball inside, it's a full count. We do have the ABS system working today. This is the first day of the changes. ABS Tuesdays and Wednesdays, challenge system Wednesday through Sunday. And here's a pitch outside for ball four. Rivera. First two have reached on a home run and a walk. Now William Lugo hits. Well, how about Omar De Los Santos' eighth home run? That's going to move him into the top 10 in the league in home runs. As Lugo awaits the first pitch, throw goes over to first. Rivera is safe. Now, De Los Santos entered the day sixth in batting average, fifth in slugging, sixth in OPS, fourth in hits, eighth in doubles, third in triples. Now, top eight in home runs. First in extra base hits, third in total bases, first in runs scored, second in stolen bases. Is that good? Yes. He is having a monster first half. Lugo pops one into right field, charging in as Allen, and he won't catch it, but the second baseman Santos will. Nice running catch by Anhoedes Santos, and he looks to be a little dinged up. He never fell down, but he had to leapfrog over the charging Allen. Allen basically did the barrel roll at the last moment, so they avoided the collision. Lugo nearly slipped a single into right field. Santos appears okay. He's shaking out his left leg. It might have been clipped by Allen, who tumbled. Here's a soft ground ball to the third baseman. The throw is offline from Rodriguez. Maybe just didn't have a good grip. That was off the bat of Justin Guerrero. We'll see how Brendan McDonald wants to score this. It's already being ruled an infield hit. And so Guerrero hustling down the line. Forces an errant throw, but rewarded with a single. So two on, one out. Mets lead 1-0 in the top of the first. And Stanley Consueger will bat. First pitch slider down and away. And Swagrip, 3 home runs, 14 driven in, and 237 on the season. He takes this slider off the plate. Well, not only did we have the change with the ABS days of the week, but the strike zone has also been tightened. Inch and a half off each corner, basically half a baseball, whereas before it was 2 inches, as this pitch is a strike. And in a game of inches, these pitchers are going to have to make the adjustment, not being given that extra half inch they have been the whole season to this point. So the plate 17 inches wide, the strike zone 20 inches wide, or it used to be 21. Here's a fly into center field, falling fast, and that's going to drop in to the triangle for a base hit for Consuegra. Rivera had to hold at second to see if it would hit the grass, so he can only advance to third, and the Mets have loaded the bases for Carlos Dominguez. Cyrus Johnson, Brady Allen, and Huedi Santos all converging from center, right, and second into shallow right center field. None of the three could get to that ball. So Rivera on third, Guerrero up to second, and Consuegra on first. Big opportunity here for the Mets in the first inning with one out, already up a run against a pitcher who got him pretty good last time. There's a slider down low. Well, Dominguez has had success at this ballpark. Had home runs in 3 consecutive at-bats here against Palm Beach in May. He takes it. Well, these are some pitches that the Mets usually do not take. And they are razor close, probably 1 or 2 of these strikes with the old ABS system. The Mets are a free-swinging bunch, but Dominguez has it 2-0. And Bierman's pitch, it's low for ball 3. Like a changeup in the dirt. Well, as we all know by now, Mets hitters, and most hitters in this league, do have green light 3-0. With the bases loaded, that'd be a calculated risk for Carlos if he does wail away. And the 3-0 pitch, he does swing away and misses up high. Would have been ball 4. Three and one, Bierman set. Fastball hit way up in the sky. Infield fly rule in effect. Ball will be caught by Santos. No advancement on the bases. That was another pitch that probably would have been ball 4. Dominguez did well in the first 3 pitches to lay off, but not the last 2. Can't drive in a run. The bases remain loaded for Junior Tillian. And if Gabe Bierman can get through this inning with just the solo home run on the first pitch he throws, that would be a boost for him and the Hammerheads. And a missed chance for the Mets. Let's see if Tillian can pick up his teammate. First pitch, and he takes a fastball up and out. Tillian only 60 at-bats this season, 17 games in. Those 60 at-bats, he has 6 homers and 3 doubles. Well, basically a 6th of the time. He's pounding one somewhere. And he swings and misses at this pitch. And this is the site of his first home run of the season against the Cardinals back in May. Worked a couple of walks and had a double. Game 2 on Sunday, made it on base all 3 times. Takes this slider down and out, and it's 2-1. 1-0 Mets, 2 outs, bases loaded in the top of the first. Already a 23-pitch inning for Bierman. A 2-1 and grounded foul off towards the Jupiter side. evens the count 2-2. Bierman taking a long look in. The clock ticks down to 4 seconds. Throws this pitch. It's fisted foul. Elevated fastball. Tillian got enough to hit it off the roof here at Roger Dean. Mets in their road grays tonight. Hammerheads home whites. Time called last second by Bierman. He saw the clock ticking down. It was almost just about to strike zero. And he calls time and steps out. So that's one step off. Good use of one. There's a pitch down and in. Good eye. Full count. Now we'll have the most exciting pitch in baseball. 3-2, two outs, bases loaded, everybody moving. Bierman set again as that clock ticks down. And the payoff pitch fouled straight back off the screen. A heater. Well, they do have both scoreboards working here at Roger Dean. Against Jupiter, they did not have any scoreboard working at all. They were in the process of building two brand new ones. They came back the next time here. They still weren't working against the Cardinals. Now they're beautiful. And the 3-2 pitch coming, and it's taken for a called third strike. A late call there by the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin. Tillian thought he had ball four. Wow, what a strange inning. Mets had a big opportunity. Bases loaded, one out, 3-0 count, and then a 3-2 count. Could not get another run, but De Los Santos homers on the first pitch of the game. 1-0 Mets. Keyshawn Askew returns from the IL after the break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseball.
Let's go back to the field.
Now, Keyshawn Askew, who dominated Jupiter the first time he faced the Hammerheads, will come off the IL in his first game since April 26th. Bicep impingement. First pitch outside for ball one. So the side-winding lefty, 10th-round pick out of Clemson by the Mets last summer. Good to have him back. Facing Jose Salas, throws one off the plate. It's 2-0. Already the Mets have activity in the bullpen as this pitch goes outside for ball three. Now Robert Colina slowly getting ready. He knew he would follow Askew. Might just be serving as the opener. Fastball whipped in for a strike. Time called time called, and the umpire spots something down in the Mets' bullpen. Oh, you know what he spotted? This is a good eye by the umpire. Nobody's protecting the back of Raul Berciarta as this pitch is outside for ball four. Yeah, so Salas draws a walk. Yeah, here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, a lot of room and foul territory. That's where the bullpens are. Mets bullpen down the right side, and you know, the catcher there catching the reliever in the bullpen has his back to the action. And Mets did not have a pitcher down there to protect him. It's a good spot by Garrett Griffin. There's a strike delivered to Anhuedes Santos. Santos made that great catch on that pop-up in the first inning off the bat of might still be batting with multiple runs on the board right now if he did not make that play. Second pitch in for a strike. It's 0-2. Askew's pitch swung on and missed and wasted no time going right after Santos. K'd him on three pitches. One away and one on. Ian Lewis at the plate. Three straight switch hitters for Angel Espada's ball club. Askew will throw the pickoff move, and they have Salas dead to rights. He was totally fooled. Tagged out by Wold, never even attempted to get back to first. Totally frozen on that pickoff play by Askew. A beauty. Now they know. There's a pitch fouled off by Lewis. You know what's funny is that Salas was staring right at Askew, like right at him. So he was not caught like looking down, just frozen. Great pickoff move. And the guy's looking at you and still doesn't break back. Tells you no earthly idea that move was. Pitches a ball. One and one. Pitch outside. Another fastball. Two balls and a strike. 1-0 Mets. Two outs. Nobody on. Askew still trying to get a feel. Six balls, five strikes in this first inning. A walk, a strikeout, and a pickoff. This pitch to Lewis fouled straight back. Lewis was not with the Hammerheads last time these two teams faced off. ...19-year-old from the Bahamas. Free agent signing in 2019. Lewis swings and misses. Askew strikes out two, plus the pickoff in the bottom of the first. A successful return from the IL for Keyshawn. Go to the second. Mets lead by a run.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friend
walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a soggy Tuesday in Jupiter as Jack Thomas, Wolf, Brady Smith, and Omar De Los Santos will bat in the second against Gabe Bierman. Mets jack the pitch count up to 28 in the first inning, but only the run on De Los Santos' first pitch homer. Wolf ropes one into right field. That's down and rolling. Jack Thomas will take the turn at first and head into second. The off-balance throw by Allen will just bounce to Santos, the cutoff man. Well, maybe in the third inning, Bierman might want to think about throwing a pitch away or in the dirt or high or inside. First pitch in the first, a home run. First pitch in the second, a double. Look, the Mets haven't played a lot of baseball recently. It rained out Friday, Saturday, off Monday. They had the doubleheader on Sunday. They haven't had BP since, gosh, Thursday. As this pitch is a ball up. They couldn't take BP today because it rained, so just hitting the cages. So these guys are eager, and they're on top of it right now as Smith takes a ball and another ball. So Brady Smith searching for his first hit as a St. Louis catching game one on Sunday against Daytona. Complete shutout with just one hit. Good debut for him defensively, but did not have a hit. Only came up twice. Did draw a walk and score a run. He awaits the 2-0. That one's a strike on the corner. And the way Prater, the catcher, caught it, didn't look like it. Bierman looks back to second. Pitches outside. Good snag by Prater. Three balls and a strike. And Mets in that first inning had him loaded with one out. Dominguez on a 3-0 pitch, swung at ball four. On a 3-1 pitch, swung at ball four again, popped out. Then Tillian thought he had ball four on a 3-2 pitch, a delayed strike call by Garrett Griffin, but no argument the umpire, it's the robo-ump tonight. Ground ball, base hit left side for Brady Smith, his first hit in the Mets organization. 3-1 pitch, got a fastball, hammered it on the ground. Right between Salas at short and Rodriguez at third. Wold waiting for it to pass in front of him. Jogs down to third. Mets have runners at the corners for De Los Santos. One of the top hitters in the league right now. In his eighth home run and his 28th RBI in the first pitch of the game. Really nowhere to put him either, so Bierman's going to have to pitch to him. He's set. Time is called, and an automatic ball should be called on Bierman. It is. The umpire, Griffin, he was eyeballing it. Certainly, he was still in the set position. When that clock struck zero. So 1-0 on De Los Santos. Curveball way up. First curve of the day for Bierman. And it's 2-0 with one pitch being thrown. Mets lead by a run. 1-0 at the corners. Nobody out. De Los Santos grounds one foul. He did not have the best of days on Sunday. He didn't have a hit in the two games. He did strike out four times. He's hit by a pitch and drew a walk. So good to see him out of the gate with the home run. Takes this pitch low. 3-1. Say there's no place to put him, but technically a walk, load the bases, wouldn't bring in a run. I know as well as he's hit this year, he is looking to take more pitches and draw more walks. 3-1 pitch. Grounds one hard and foul. That one bounding into the home bullpen. Three and two. Smith with nobody out on first base. Likely not on the move. He is not. Pitches grounded off the turf. Out to the pitcher. Throws home. Safe there. Runners will advance. 2-0 Mets. As Wold scores on the bouncer. Pounded into the dirt right in front of the plate. Bierman, the pitcher, picks it up. Has no play for De Los Santos at first. So he does the only thing he can possibly do other than eat the ball, which is toss home to get Wold. That was an offline throw. And Jack Thomas scores safely running through the base, the plate. And because the throw was away to the backstop, De Los Santos up to second and Brady Smith all the way to third. And now we'll have a visit from Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach. This is where I wish we'd De Los Santos. That ground ball. Good read by Wold. Comes screaming home. I'm sure he thought the throw might go to first, but no opportunity to get De Los Santos on a infield single. And that's what it is. Or is it a fielder's choice error? That's what it's going to be, a fielder's choice for De Los Santos. He gets an RBI out of that opportunity. And now Rivera will bat after the mound visit. And it's a slider down and away. Rivera drew a walk first time up. He takes this pitch high. I've said it before on the broadcast. He's probably got the best strike zone recognition of anybody on the team. You figure with that strike zone narrowing off the plate now, he's going to be even tougher to get a swing and miss on anything out of the zone. Backdoor slider. Gets over the inside corner for a strike. Slider just off the outside. 3-1. A left-hander is starting to loosen for Jupiter in the bullpen. Spearman. It's been a struggle. 21 balls, 23 strikes. High pitch count. He's already made a throwing error. 3-1 pitch and a big cut and a foul by Rivera. Bierman's been on a good run. His last start, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. Prior to that, 6 shutout innings. Prior to that, 5 innings, 3 runs. Really only one stinker on the season. There's a breaking ball for a called third strike on the inside corner. One of those backdoor sliders again. Rivera out number one. Couldn't pull the trigger.
Now batting the shortstop, number 12, William Lugo.
William Lugo will bat. 2-0 Mets, 2 in scoring position. Corner infielders on the first baseman's playing in. Third base, Rodriguez playing a little bit beyond the base. Middle infield back. So Hamrod's not exactly in run prevention mode. Lugo takes ball one. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. 1-1. Lugo popped out in the first, nearly got it to drop in. ball, fouled off to the right, another high fastball. A 1-2 count. Bierman. Time called. Very late. And Bierman hit with another auto ball. It's taking too long. So it's a 2-2 count as Bierman violates the pitch clock for the second time in the inning. Out of the way. Well, Bierman coming with a lot of fastballs here. Lugo just gets enough. Lugo having a solid season, hitting 256, three home runs, 16 driven in. Bierman's 2-2 again. Lugo, ground ball, left side, backhanded by the shortstop, Salas. Nowhere to go with it, though. Run scoring infield hit for Lugo as Smith scores from third base, 3-0 Mets. Oh, a nice job by Salas, gets to range to his right to get that ball in the grass. And prevented a second run from scoring on the play. You know De Los Santos would have scored had that ball squeaked through to the left field. But Salas backhanded it, pumped, and looked around, nowhere to throw it. As De Los Santos was already at third, Smith was already home, and Lugo was safe at first. And that will be the last pitch thrown by Gabe Bierman, his shortest outing of the season. Mets knock him out after an inning and a third. Mets set up with runners at the corners, one out, already up 3-0 in the second when we come back with the new pitcher.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Justin Guerrero will face Edison Suriel, a lefty. Suriel's first pitch is a high fastball, ball one. Guerrero legged out an infield single in the first inning. Here he goes in the second. Got De Los Santos on third, Lugo on first. Mets have already scored two in the inning and three in the game. Guerrero swings through a fastball. And they have these very nice new scoreboards here. I don't see radar gun out there. It's too bad. Always like when you can add that. Here's a bloop into right field. That's going to fall in for a hit. It's a hit parade for the Mets. Guerrero with his second. He's 2-for-2 in two innings. De Los Santos comes home from third. He scores 4-0 St. Lucie. Mets up to 7 hits now before making their 5th out in the game. Well, remember last time the Mets came here? Couldn't hit a lick. Nobody could. Not for Jupiter, not for St. Lucie, not anywhere around the league, not anywhere around the minors. It was very alarming. Just an atrocious week offensively around all of minor league baseball. That was the 2nd full series of the year. As time's called late, automatic ball on Surreal. That's the 3rd automatic ball on Jupiter this inning. I don't think we had 3 automatic balls or strikes all last week between the Mets and the Tortugas. And we have 3 in 1 inning today. So Garrett Griffin, the umpire, he's on it. He's watching everything. This pitch is swung on and missed by Consuegra. We'll make it 2-1. I mean, Griffin, he was the one that was spotted. The Mets didn't have a body down there to protect the catcher in the bullpen. He's the one who spotted. The Mets had, you know, chairs all strewn about before the game started. I'm watching that pitch clock. Here's a pitch in the dirt and blocked by Prater. They'll make it 3-1. Now back in the old days when the clocks first came to the Florida State League in 2016, the umpires, you know, for the most part, as the season went on, they would either ignore the clock or just wave it off. But there's umpires under instructions not to do that this year. Here goes a double steal, and the Mets will get it successfully with Lugo to 3rd and Guerrero to 2nd. The throw went to 2nd, but it was one-hopped by Prater, and Santos did all he could just to run in and scoop it. Didn't even bother with the tag. The Mets have come out.
Right fielder, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Oh, well, that was ball 4. That was ball 4. No stolen base, but the Mets were going. So no steal. Looks like at the plate. Dominguez is up. 2nd time he's come up in the game with the bases loaded. Surreal first pitch, and Dominguez takes a home run cut and misses. Reruns in the inning for the Mets. Dominguez, the 8th man to bat. It's 4-0. Pitch bounces away, but not far enough. Prater corrals it over on the first base side. Now Lugo with 1 out will stay put. Now Robbie right in his ear. Dominguez popped out in the infield fly in the 1st. Don't always get a 2nd chance in a game to bat with the bases loaded. Never mind in consecutive innings. 1-1. This ball fisted foul into the seats. I should mention the seats are mostly vacated tonight as Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is closed to the public every Tuesday and Sunday home game. So not many folks in here. 1-2 on Dominguez, and he swings and misses at the changeup. Given a chance twice with the bases loaded and 1 out, and both times can't get a run in. And Tillian will bat for the 2nd time with the bases loaded and 2 outs. There are some folks in here, those who made it on the player pass list, scouts, team personnel. As Tillian swings and misses at the change. It does look like you also have some sort of either high school or travel ball. Tillian takes this pitch outside. He was rung up on a 3-2 pitch last inning, a borderline pitch that the robo-ump called. ball up again. 2-1. It's already the Mets' 10th at bat with the runner in scoring position. They are 4-for-9. So, good but not great. As this pitch is roped foul. Boy, Tillian was all over it, but too fast. He rattles it into the aluminum bleachers way out and left. 2-2. Bases loaded, two outs in the second, 4-0 Mets. Tillian waits on the 2-2. It's off the plate, and again, he will have a full count with two outs and the bases loaded. Last time he took that pitch right there on the brink. Edison Suriel set. The 3-2 again. And this ball slugged deep right center field. Johnson going back. He's reaching out for it. It's over his head. One run is in. Two runs in. Here comes Consuegra. He will score. A bases clearing double for Tillian. Three-run two-bagger. And a 7-0 lead for the Mets. Much better than the previous 3-2 pitch. With two outs and bases loaded, wouldn't you say? That might be the game-breaking hit. We're only here in the second inning. So Tillian now has 6 homers and 4 as a St. Lucie Met. I think he's been a pretty good find for this team. Lugo, Guerrero, and Swager all running on the pitch, score easily. That ball carried right between Johnson and Allen in deep right center field. We'll have a mound visit, Glenn Dishman, and have to talk to Suriel. This Mets offense is really making pitchers and bullpens pay, aren't they? Twice in the 5 games against Daytona last week, the Mets knocked the starter out in the first inning. Today, they knocked Bierman, the starter, out in the second inning. And, of course, for a long night for the Jupiter bullpen in the first game of the series. Wold, who started this inning with a double on the first pitch, is back up. And he will take a slider down and away. Anytime you can get the starter out of there quickly and turn it over to a reliever who's maybe not used to pitching at this time of night, this early in the game, Mets seem to make that reliever play as well. Wold strokes one right at Johnson in center field, a late break, but he runs to it for out number 3. White Wold, 2 well-struck balls in the inning. 6 runs for the Mets in the second. They have a touchdown lead, 7-0.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
And I'm ready to call right to the left on 33, Grace Allen.
big start to the Mets for this one. Pure domination. A 7-0 lead as Jupiter bats in the bottom of the second. New pitcher Robert Colina out there. And he throws one that's fouled away. So Keyshawn Askew serves as the opener in his first game off the injured list in over a month. One perfect inning, or one hitless, scoreless inning with the walk and two strikeouts. And that nifty pickoff move. Keyshawn threw 13 pitches, 7 strikes coming off that bicep impingement. We will see him again on Sunday. Colina throws one outside. He's falling behind 2-1. Colina's been good this season, and he was good last year as well for the Mets. Throws this pitch off the plate. This is his first relief appearance, and it's going to be treated almost as a start. He'll be in it for a long haul. 0-1 record, but a 2.25 ERA in his first three games. 12 innings, 9 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 12 strikeouts. And this pitch is low. He starts his night with a walk to Brady Allen. Last time we had Dunedin. Took a loss, but pitched well. Season high, 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk and 4 strikeouts. So he was one of the pitchers who, unfortunately, due to the rain last week at Clover Park, did not get his turn in the rotation. If it had been a true 6-game series, he would have been the pitcher in one of those games, but cut down to 5. There was one outside to Osiris Johnson. 1-1 pitch, a strike at the knees. 1-2. Kalina is going to be mainly a fastball slider pitcher. He does a pretty good job of throwing strikes. And he walked 2 batters in 3 games coming in. Didn't issue that walk to Johnson, or rather Allen, as this ball's fouled away. Well, Johnson, interesting prospect for the Marlins. Their second-round pick in 2018 out of a high school. He flies one into left field. That was a ball around his eyes. It's caught by De Los Santos. Amazing that Johnson even made contact with that pitch. And he's a guy who started last year in the infield with Jupiter. Kind of a wild man, the way he plays. Then he got sent back to the complex side last season to learn how to play outfield. That was an adventure, I'm told. And he finished the season in Jupiter. Doesn't look like a natural outfielder, but gets to more balls than not. Here's a grounder into right field, a base hit for Christian Rodriguez. That nearly hit Brady Allen. He had to hold up, do an okey-doke before it hit him. We're traveling up to second base. So Rodriguez, the first hit of the night for Jupiter. It's a 2-1 with 1 out, and Zach Zubia will hit. Nothing in the second. Zubia takes one outside. Zubia from Richmond, Texas. 20th round pick by the Marlins last year, a little older for this league, 24. He got a good amount of run in spring training. Marlins came up to Clover Park twice. He was with them both times. Spring training seems like a long time ago. It really wasn't. There's a pitch low. It's 3-0 on Zubia, and Kalina's in danger of loading the bases here. Fastball away, ball 4, second walk of the inning. And already Kalina's matched his walks for the entire season. Victor Ramos, a rare sprint out of the dugout. Mets pitching coach will pay a visit. Colina hat off his head, stomping around the back of the mound, looking up, trying to stretch his arms high in the sky, wiping his forehead. He's been off to this point. And he got the fly out from Johnson, but Johnson gave him that one, swinging at a ball nearly above his head. Kalina's 15 pitches, only six strikes. It's a brief visit. Ramos back to the dugout. With the Mets building a 7-0 lead, the fastest way they can let Jupiter back in the game is with walks. Give him a couple of base runners and a big hit and get close again real fast. Here's Prater, the catcher. First pitch to him is fouled away. That was the slider. The Marlins last year. Only playing in his fourth game for Jupiter. Takes this pitch right down the pipe, and it's quickly nothing and two. He's 3-for-9. Kalina's 0-2, slider down and away, worth a shot. 1-2 count. Kalina's pitch, fastball low and out, 2 balls, 2 strikes. He tried to get the free swing, did not work. Now that it's 2-2, has to come with it. Smith sets up right down the middle. Ground ball to Wold. Scoops, throws to second, off balance for one. Throw back to first, and Kalina, safe. Oh, Kalina caught it while falling down. Maybe the foot came off the bag. It looked like his leg was draped across it. So close to an ending double play. Instead, it's going to be a run-scoring fielder's choice off the bat of Prater as Allen scores to make it 7-1. That was almost a spectacular turn given that Wold was off balance while catching that ground ball, and then almost it looked like a looping underhand throw to second, but good enough to where Lugo could catch it and return fire to the covering pitcher. And yeah, Kalina falling down while making the catch, and maybe that leg just came off the bag. Although the umpire just signaled safe. He didn't say it was pulled off. So runners at the corners for Caballero, the left fielder and number 9 hitter. Jorge Caballero, 2 home runs and 9 driven in this year. Time called, a balk called. Fraley, the base umpire, calling that, and that will bring home Rodriguez to make it 7-2. So Kalina so close to getting out of this inning unscathed. Gives up at least 2. Here's a ball that kicks away from Brady Smith over towards the Mets dugout. Wild pitch, and Prater moves to third. Kalina, the 1-1, comes inside. That nearly hits Caballero. Mets got more activity in the bullpen. Josh Cornelli warming up. Fastball high and foul, but with a lot of room, Dominguez at least can go over there and give it a look-see. It's out of his range. 2-2. Kalina the 2-2. Caballero slices another one deep and foul. Seven-two Mets. Jupiter scoring twice in the inning, have a third run at third base. Curveball way up high, almost like a slip off the fingers. 3-2. This is going to be the 27th pitch of the inning for Colina. Fastball busted in on the hands and popped up. It's coming in. He will make the grab for the third out. Not a easy inning in any sort of way for Colina. Out of the bullpen, giving up a couple of runs, a couple of walks, one balk, only one hit, though. Really his own worst enemy there. Mets have a 7-2 lead. We're just finally going to the third inning.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yeah, that's me here on a now partly cloudy evening on the east coast of Florida. Brady Smith will lead off in the top of the third. Brady hit his first hit as a member of the Mets organization in that six-run second inning. Everybody really chipped in. Came around to score. He takes a ball up from Suriel. Threw 20 pitches in that inning to get two outs. Now throws another one. Talk about the Mets rain situation last week. It was no better for Jupiter. Matter of fact, the Hammerheads had two games postponed as well in a doubleheader. I believe they only played 4 out of 6 against the Cardinals. They had two canceled games. Well, this is game number 50 for them, 51 for the Mets. And a swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 2-2. Suriel, 21 innings and a third pitch, 27 strikeouts, a 3.80 ERA. 2-2 pitch, he gets a swing and a miss for a strikeout. One down, back to the top, and De Los Santos, 1-for-2, two driven in. Two times has scored. He came in as the league leader in runs scored. Takes a swing and a miss at this pitch. Ball inside, check swing. Did not go. One swings over the top of a slider, 1-2. Mets scored a run in the first on Omar's home run, had the bases loaded, one out. Could not get a second run in, but more than made up for that with the 6-run second. Jupiter 2 in the bottom of the inning. Swing and a miss on another slider, and back-to-back strikeouts for Suriel in the third. So maybe he's settling this game down for the Jupiter side.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 9, Jose Rivera.
Jose Rivera up, a walk and a strikeout for him in 2 innings. Final line for Gabe Bierman, the starter. Inning and a third, 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned. A walk and 2 strikeouts, by far his season. The 6-game series, wonder if the Mets will see him again on Sunday. As this pitch is a called strike, and all of a sudden it's nothing and two. Suriel trying to K the side. I won't on this pitch. A ball out. Slider down and in, ties up Rivera, a swinging strike. And that is a strike out of the side for Suriel. It's Smith, De Los Santos, and Rivera all swinging. Complete 180 from the first 2 innings of the game for the Hammerheads on the mound. 7-2 Mets in the middle of the third. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Robert Colina throws a pitch that's bunted foul by Jose Salas. We're back to the top of the lineup for the Hammerheads. First time through the lineup against two different pitchers, the Hammerheads drew 3 walks, got 1 hit, a couple of runs. Salas won one of those walks, but then was promptly picked off by starter Keyshawn Askew. Curveball outside. It's 1-1. Mets lead 7-2 in the bottom of the third. It's taken over an hour to get to this point. This curveball outside as well. You know, the Mets have played 51 games, and only one of those games has gone over 3 hours. And it was here against Jupiter back on the 26th of April. 3 hours and 7 minutes. There's a ball high. It's 3-1. And a ball outside, a walk. Wow. 3 walks for Colina. There was activity in the bullpen last time he was struggling. Josh Cornelli sat back down. There's Anahuetes Santos. He takes the ball inside. Can't find it right now. The ball fouled away off to the left. I want to take a look back at that series the Mets played against the Hammerheads as a pickoff throw goes to first. There's There's a called strike. It's 1-2. Santos doesn't like it, but who's he going to complain to? It was April 19th through the 24th. As this pitch sails to the backstop. A wild pitch. Brady Smith popped out of his stance. Still could not get to it. A wild pitch moves south up to second. It was by far the Mets' worst series of the year. They just did not do much on offense. Only series they lost. This pitch is grounded out to second. Picked up by Tilley and throws to first for the out. So Santos retired by his counterpart, but is able to move the runner over to third base. One out, runner on third, and Lewis a chance to get a run in. Mets lost 4-1 to Jupiter in the opener, then 2-0 in game two. Then squeaked out a 1-0 win in the third game. You can see the offense isn't doing a whole bunch. And lost 4-3, fourth game, 1-6-3, the fifth game, by far their best offensive performance, and then a 2-1 loss in the finale. So they had that six-run game on a Saturday, but not much else. Here's a fly ball, deep center field by Lewis, and that's going to be off the base of the wall for an RBI double. Ball squirts through the infield, but Colina will back it up. A long throw by Consuegra. So Lewis... a wall ball double makes it 7-3, and here come the Hammerheads. So, trying to survive that brutal start on the mound. Now Jupiter scored the last three in the game, and there's a long time to go. Now all the walks, three walks have scored, and the other walk certainly helped set up a run. Can live with the hits, but when you walk a bunch of guys, then those hits really start to hurt. There's a slider on the inside corner to Brady Allen. Drew a walk and scored in the second. And that hit for Lewis, just the second hit of the night for the Hammerheads. Pitch down low. 1-1. Curveball high. So this 7-3 ball game here, one out in the bottom of the third inning, would already have been the highest scoring game of that prior series between these two teams. It does appear that the down offense that week was just held to the weak. Here's a fly into dead center. Consuegra running back, reaches up off the top of his glove, will trickle over to the wall. Lewis will score. Allen trying for a triple, and he will slide in safely. It's 7-4. Mike Consuegra almost made a great catch. It was hit right at him, but over his head. He waved his glove at it as it cleared him and snow coned out. And this is almost feels like a brand new game. 7-4, and Jupiter is not even going to need a hit to bring in a run to make it 7-5. And Johnson flew out last time up, and here he takes the ball out. No activity in the bullpen as Colina either walks a batter or gets rocked. Here's a fly out to right. Dominguez coming in. He's got a long way to go, and this is going to land just foul. All that foul space, chalk. Ball did not have enough height on it for Dominguez to get there. So Johnson took a turnaround first. Thought he might have had a drop-in double. Just now grabbing his bat. Colina's curveball swung on and missed. Turnbull hasn't performed that well tonight for him, but that was the best by far. Time called. Time by Johnson. Be surprised if Kalina went back to that slow breaking ball. 1-2 he does, and it's fouled away into the Jupiter bullpen. Hammer Mets. The Hammerheads have scored four in a row. A runner on third and one out. A 1-2 to Johnson. Fastball, a late swing. Just does foul it off. Corneli back to work in the bullpen. As Kalina approaches 50 pitches. And he just recorded four outs to this point. 1-2 pitch, and that ball is lifted deep right field. Dominguez going back. He will spin around and have room to make the catch short of the track. Plenty deep enough to bring in Allen from third base. A sac fly for Johnson. And Jupiter, once down 7-0, has cut the deficit to just two runs with a lot of time left. Three-run inning. For that base is empty for Christian Rodriguez. Singled and scored in the second. And he fouls one off right in the batter's box between his feet. Curveball way off the mark. There's a pitch on the inside corner. Four strike, 1-2. And the ground ball, backhanded stop by Lugo. The jump throw, not much on it. The stretch, not in time. Wold, what a great effort, down to one knee, stretching as far as he could. As Rodriguez legs out an infield hit, that would have been a spectacular play by Lugo. It was, even though he didn't get the out. The jump throw from the hole at short. It's not a lot of steam on the throw. A good one-hop strike to Wold. And Rodriguez legs it out, an infield single. And I think that's going to be the end for Kalina. It is. Robbie Robinson out to make the mound visit. So Kalina given a 7-0 lead. Really struggled with that. Giving up five runs. He's responsible for the runner on first. Some days you have it, some days it's a struggle. Today, for the first time this season, a struggle for Kalina. 7-5 Mets, a runner on first, two outs in the bottom of the third, and we come back.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday. With $1, catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Trey McLaughlin, the new pitcher for the Mets, not Cornelly. 16, not 15. And he will face Zach Zubia. He finds himself at the plate as the tying run. I don't think many people in the building would have thought that. The Mets put up a 6-spot and a 7-0 lead in the second inning. Already in the bottom of the third, Jupiter the bid to tie as McLaughlin throws one right past Zubia. Rodriguez on first, a very short lead. And Zubia can't catch up to this heater from McLaughlin. This is Trey's sixth game out of the bullpen. 1-1 with a 6.35 ERA. 8 runs and 12 hits in 11 innings. Really one bad outing as this pitch is right down the middle for a called third strike. Inning over, fire. But a good inning for Jupiter. They score 3 runs on 3 hits, helped out by a walk. It's a ball game now. 7-5 Mets heading to the fourth.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Mets offense. First inning sent 7 to the plate. Second inning sent 10. The third inning, 1-2-3 down on strikes. It's a crazy game, this baseball, as Edison Suriel returns to the mound and throws a ball to Lugo. So Suriel giving up a couple of runs in that first inning, then striking out the side in the third. There was one up and away on Lugo. It's 2-0. Lugo a pop out and a RBI infield hit. Takes a pitch inside. It's 3-0. So kind of a crazy game. The first 7 runs scored by the Mets. The next 5 by Jupiter. Only in the fourth, so it's really anybody's game. Suriel's 3-0. Way off the mark for ball 4 outside. And Jupiter's going to get another left-hander throwing in the bullpen. As Guerrero is coming up to hit. Justin today, 2-for-2. That 2-homer game last Thursday against Daytona had a good doubleheader. So he's starting to come around. And he pops one straight up and back. Catcher Prater will give it a look. Whoop. Oh, man, that almost came in the broadcast booth on a bounce. Now, that would be okay. It hit off the concourse and slowly bounced up into the booth. And it comes off the roof and back down to the stands. There's a ball outside, 1-1. Well, I will say, even though it's closed to the public tonight, this is probably the most people we've had at a Tuesday game that's been closed to the public. So quite a few folks made that pass list. Bought called on Suriel. Second balk called by base umpire Nelson Fraley. pushes Lugo up to second. The other balk was on Colina, forced in the second run for Jupiter. Surreal's pitch. Guerrera fists it to the right side. That's going to be caught over the shoulder by Santos. He's been busy at second today. Guerrera, Lugo stays put at second base. And Stanley Consuegra will bat next. He's been up two times and been on two times. Single and a walk. Now, if he made that almost miraculous catch in center field last inning, might be like a 7-2 score or 7-3. Here's a throwback to second. And Lugo's safe. Close play. First pitch to Consuegra. A ground ball to third. And turn foul. One out, runner on second in this series opener. Just in the top of the fourth. All the other games that started at 6 o'clock are well ahead of us in the Florida State League, and the one game that started 35 minutes behind is in the same spot. Consuegra, a line drive base hit into left field. Lugo makes his way to third base. Stanley Consuegra on for the third time already. Two hits to go along with the walk. The Mets are set up with runners at the corners and Dominguez. So Dominguez being given another chance here. First inning, bases loaded, one out. Second inning, bases loaded, one out. Didn't drive in anybody with a pop out and a strikeout. So now he's got runners at the corners, one out. So he's due to get a big hit or at least drive in a run. There's a pitch in the dirt. It's stopped by Prater. And Surreal is asking for a pick for his cleats. It does look a little wet out there, clumpy. Rained hellaciously here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium from about 3:30 to 4:15. But the tarp was on the... But it does look a little wet out there on the mound. He picks his feet clean. Now the pitch comes home high, and it's 2-0. Yeah, the ride into the stadium today, the last 10 minutes plus pulling into the parking lot, it was not fun. Blinding rain, flooding as this pitch is up high. Field was halfway underwater, but that's not a concern here. This field drains amazingly well. State of the art. That was never a concern. Here's a pitch for a ball. Close pitch. That's ball four. So Dominguez does not drive in a run, but he does walk to load the bases, and Angel Espada has seen enough from Surreal. He's going to bring in another lefty to face Junior Tillian. Another mid-inning pitching change in this ballgame. Well, Mets' lead has been trimmed from 7-2, but they have a chance to open it back up a bit against a new pitcher, and we come back in the top of the fourth.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to
in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Caleb Worster is the next man up for the Hammerheads. And how about this? Fourth inning in the game. This is the third time Junior Tilling is batting with the bases loaded. He has a strikeout and a three-run double. What's it going to be third time around? Worster ready for his first pitch. Tilling swings over the top of the lefty's fastball for strike one. Worster appearing in his 12th game out of the bullpen at a 4.50 ERA. Did throw a scoreless inning against the Mets way back on April 22nd. Mets lead 7-5. Big opportunity here to stretch the lead. Jupiter having the momentum, scoring five unanswered. Tillian takes this one down and in. Ball and a strike. Worster's pitch. Down and in again. Tillian looking it all the way. Worster, 15th round pick last summer out of UConn. By the Marlins. I'm sure he enjoyed UConn advancing to the regionals next week. Swing and a miss on a slider, and it's 2-2. Worster trying to get through the righty Tillian with the lefty Wold on deck. Tillian hits it a ton, but foul. Had the distance for a grand slam. Landing on the roof of the clubhouse, way out beyond left. Two again. Tillian, a slow roller to third. Picked up. The throw will be held all around by Rodriguez. The second time today, the Mets get a bouncing ball up the third base side to bring in a run. A chopping single by Tillian. Some frustration there by Rodriguez. Thought he might underhand shuffle with the glove. Flip with the glove to home plate to Prater, but that would not have been in time either. So it's an RBI infield single for Tillian. He's driven in four now. Reloads the bases for Wold. Mets have an 8-5 lead. Sometimes it's not how hard you hit it, it's where you hit it. Wold takes one way outside, the sweeping slider. Prater has to move over to catch it. Wold, two at-bats today, both in the second inning. A double and a line-out. Well, either one would do well for the Mets here. Wold, ground ball, softly hit to second. Throw to second for one, back to first. A double play with the bases loaded to end the inning. Four, six, three. Just what Worster was looking for. That will kill the Mets' rally. Mets get one. They lead 8-5 in the middle of the fourth.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets and give us a follow on Twitter by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Trey McLaughlin throws the first pitch to Sam Prater. It's fouled back. Well, Trey came in and retired Zach Zubia quickly on a strikeout looking to end the third. So hopefully for him that's a sign of things to come. Let's get to a couple of pitching lines here. We've already had 4 pitchers exit this game. There's a swing and a miss. For Colina, an inning and 2/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 3 walks, and no strikeouts. Pitching behind Keyshawn Askew's 1 scoreless inning as the opener. Here's the ball fouled away. Now, here's a good question for you. This is one for the official score. Maybe it won't matter in the end. You know, Colina's pitching in the game with a 7-0 lead. Gives up 5. So McLaughlin's going to be pitching with the lead, but a narrower lead. If the Mets finish out this game and never relinquish the lead, and Colina technically could get the win, but would you really give the win to a pitcher who gave up 5 runs in an inning and 2/3 and basically allowed the other team right back in it? I guess official score can determine that. There's a pitch low. Now, if McLaughlin pitches well and the Mets can go on cruise control, then he's probably more deserving. This is what happens when you talk to official score Bill too much. And think these type of things in your brain. Two and two. On Prater, it's fouled away. Prater reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. Mets nearly got him for a double play. That would have ended the inning with no runs. Instead, 2 came across. Two-two pitch, bounced in the dirt. Now it's a full count. At the Mets in the first inning and the fourth inning, had bases loaded, 1 out. And across those 2 situations, scored 1 run. They still have 8 runs on 10 hits today, as McLaughlin throws one that's fouled off to the right. But think about if the Mets took advantage of those 2 situations. They might be looking at already double digits in runs through 4 innings, and maybe pulling away. Here's a ground ball to third. Guerrero scoops, sidearms to first, a beauty for the out. Good job. That was a good bat, one by Trey. Looking at McLaughlin's game logs, his first outing of the year was here. Only lasted an inning and a third, gave up 3 hits and 3 runs, took a loss against the Cardinals. There's a pop-up right side, tough play, long run. Wold can't track it down. It bounces deep in the Mets bullpen. That's a ball that's well into the stands and pretty much every park in the league. But with all that open space and foul territory here, it does give the right fielders, the third baseman, the first baseman, left fielders hope. Maybe false hope sometimes. A one on Caballero, and he unloads on one deep left field. De Los Santos going back. He looks up. It's gone. Jorge Caballero with his third home run of the season makes it a two-run game again. 8-6. He got all of it. Each team now has a solo home run. Back to the top, and Jose Salas, who has walked two times. He pops one up on the left side. Smith gives it a look, and he will make the catch on the track just by the net. And Salas is out on the pop-up. Two down. Home run by Caballero. Came on a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Was at the top of the strike zone. They don't list distance, but he hit it 97 miles per hour. So pretty good to get one out of here with exit velocity under 100. Wasn't a terrible pitch. It's a good piece of hitting. And Huedi Santos takes the ball and swings over the top of the second pitch. But a credit to the Hammerheads for answering the Mets. As this pitch is low. Once down 7-0. Now trailing just 8-6. Swibber off the end of the bat. Will go foul. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the fourth. Glaughlin's pitch, swung on and missed. Good change. Strikes out Anhuedi Santos. McLaughlin serves up the home run to Caballero on, again, was not a bad pitch. It's a better piece of hitting. Each team scores a run in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Exciting game in the series opener, 8-6 Mets.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off. Be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Brady Smith, I'm rounding the order, leads off against Worcester. Gave up that unlucky infield hit four run then got the big 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Wold. Here Smith could not check his swing on appeal. Nelson Fraley said he swung. Smith tonight, a single, strikeout and a run. So 1-for-2. Swings over the top of this fastball. Now Brady Smith was signed after the 2020 draft out of the University of Florida by the Rangers. Spent 2021 in that system in the start of this year. They released him at the end of May. Picked up by the Mets, who are in desperate need of catching help. And Smith strikes out on the high fastball here. And we all know by now the Mets catching situation. Drake Osborne, the primary catcher. Torn labrum, shoulder surgery out for the season. One of the backups, Villalobos, had to go up and fill in for injury situation in Brooklyn. It was not surprising that the Mets dipped into free agency to sign Brady Smith. Now we're back to De Los Santos. 1-4-3 tonight with two runs driven in and a solo homer. Takes a vicious cut here and swings and misses. It's quickly 0-2. Worcester 0-2 pitch inside. There's a swing on a pitch off the plate. De Los Santos strikes out. So last three batters, Worcester's got a double play and two strikeouts.
Now batting, the designated hitter, number 9, Jose Rivera.
And Jose Rivera will come up 0-2 with two strikeouts plus a walk. Mets have now struck out 8 times today. There's a pitch in for a strike. Made 14 out total and 8 on the strikeout. Kind of gloss over that when you see 8 runs and 10 hits on the night. There's a knock off the end of the bat. Gets past the pitcher, but out to Santos, who makes the play. So Anhuedi Santos completes the 1-2-3 inning. Good one for Worcester with two strikeouts. Second 1-2-3 inning turned in by the Hammerheads. Who again, have kind of seized momentum here. Getting that double play ball a couple innings ago, a home run. Now the 1-2-3 inning at the halfway point. 8-6 St. Lucie.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Trey McLaughlin blows his first pitch by Ian Lewis. Lewis, an RBI double off the wall in center field in the third. A strikeout in the first, and he's 1-for-2. And this pitch is in the dirt. Ball and a strike. Hammerheads are coming on. They've scored 6 of the last 7 runs in the game. A once 7-0 Mets lead has been trimmed to 8-6, and we're at the halfway point. Anybody's ball game right now. This one's fouled off to the left. And really, for Jupiter, it's a must-win series. I mean, they can't afford to lose this series or split this series. I mean, really, realistically, they probably need to go 5-1 or 6-0. I'll set the scenario for you in a moment. I'll wait on this pitch. It's grounded out to second. Tillian, the throw to first, gets the out. The first half ends on June 23rd. So including tonight, that's 15 games from now. Mets' lead over Jupiter is 7.5. It's going to be a monumental task for them to make up 7.5 games in 15 games. But they have the opportunity to do it head-to-head in their own ballpark. So really, they can't ask for anything more than that. Now, what happened on Sunday was a big turn of events in the race as this pitch is foul tipped by Brady Allen. Mets going 2-0 against Daytona, and Jupiter going 0-2 against Palm Beach. So the 5.5 game lead for the Mets jumped to 7.5 in 1 half. There's a swing and a miss on the slider. Strike three, sit down Brady Allen. And except for that home run, McLaughlin's retired everybody. Six out of seven. Oh, two down, and it's Osiris Johnson. It's two flyouts, one for a sack fly. McLaughlin, first pitch. Ties them up for a strike. So if you do the math, if the Mets win four games in the series, that means they lose two to Jupiter. So if the Mets went 4-2, at the end of the six games, they'd have a 9.5 game lead with nine games to play. So that's it. That'd be the end of the race. As this ball is flowing into right field, caught by Dominguez on the run. So the Mets trying to handle the division here this week on the road. And right now, through five innings, they have an 8-6 lead.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Grounds crew just finishes dragging the infield. They will hustle off past the rolled-up tarp. Good to see that thing all rolled up nice and tight. As William Lugo grounds one foul past third for strike one. Worcester stays in the game. Both pitchers, Worcester and McLaughlin, have seemed to settle it down here. Fifth inning was the first inning where neither team scored. Ground ball off the end of the bat towards Santos at second. The scoop off to the left, the throw to first. All in time to get Lugo for the first out. 5-0 retired by Worcester. It's the longest stretch of the game with the Hammerheads. As Guerrero hits, he's 2-for-3. There's a pitch off the plate. And another one outside. So back to the division race. Last call for Jupiter. Now if the Mets can get a split here, home with a 7.5 game lead and 9 to play, they could look at wrapping up the division at home against Tampa next week in front of the friendly fans at Clover Park. But realistically, if they play well this week, take 4-6, that'll do it. Now there's a pitch for a ball low. Guerrero takes a walk. That'll win the streak of 5-0 retired. Now, the winning percentage determines... Winning percentage determines the division winner. So there's wild scenarios out there where the Mets can win this series. They'd be up 9.5 games with 9 to play. You could get a bunch of canceled games with rainouts. Jupiter could go on a tear, and they could surpass the Mets in winning percentage. But we're talking about getting struck by lightning or winning the lottery type odds of something like that happening. So we're going to get clarification on all this tomorrow, but we think we have it sorted right. The magic number being 8 games. Consuegra has not been retired tonight. Stanley 2-for-2 with the walk and a run. A couple of singles. And we wait while Worcester digs the mud out of his cleats. There's a strike across the letters. But the Mets are 34-16 this season. Tied with Fort Myers for the best record in the league. Second best record in all of minor league baseball at 120 teams. Tied with Fort Myers for 2 as this ball is another dribbler up the line. It goes foul, though, and quickly Prater picks it up. I think he's seen enough of those stay fair tonight. Swagger racing way down the right field line will come back. Dayton, I think, is 35-15. Reds, that's where the Tortugas players end up going. That is the best winning percentage so far in minor league baseball. The Mets have ripped off 6 straight wins. The third time this season they've won 6 games in a row. Had an 8-game winning streak, a 7-game winning streak, trying to match with another 7-game winning streak. Swager pops one up on straight back. Catcher Prater sheds the mask and makes the catch just outside the dirt circle on the grass. Swager out for the first time tonight. Guerrero holds at first. And Dominguez will bat.
Number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Carlos 0-for-2 with a walk, one of, just it looks like, 2 Mets without a hit tonight. He and Rivera, who also has a walk, so they've all made it on. Balk called again. The third balk called by Nelson Fraley, the base umpire. Oh, he hit Colina with one. Then he caught Suriel for a balk, and now Worcester. So Dominguez, with the hit, could add a run to the Mets' 8-6 lead. pops it up foul to the right. Worcester 20 by Dominguez for strike two. So 0-2 count. Fastball up the middle, base hit. Guerrera gets the green light home. The throw from Johnson will be held. RBI single for Tillian on an 0-2 pitch, a line drive that nearly took out the base umpire Fraley. 9-6 Mets, a mistake by Worcester. Well, the walk, then the balk, and then on 0-2. They give up a hit to Dominguez. Well, not the pitch he wanted to make. He wanted to go higher than that. It was about letter high. Mets have scored in all but the now third and fifth innings. They tack on a run here in the sixth. There's a foul tipped by Tillian. Tillian 2-for-3 with four driven in tonight. An off-the-radar player didn't even start the season in St. Lucie. But he's having a huge campaign, not even through 20 games. Six home runs, four doubles. He's now driven an 18. Hitting 286. There's a pitch off the plate. And you look at a guy like Omar De Los Santos, who's probably well-deserving of promotion to Brooklyn. Now, Alex Ramirez has certainly been on a slide lately, but as long as he plays the game the right way and does what he needs to do, he should get out of here. But you know, you've got to feel good as a St. Lucie fan that, you know, if you're going to say goodbye to a couple of good players, you have somebody like Tillian, who's come over from the complex side under the radar and now is a key call, a great find for this team. You know, pickoff throw, close. Dominguez back in. Nine-6 Mets, up to 11 hits now. Decent lead for Dominguez, but he's leaning back the other way. Fastball comes inside. Full count. That's a good take. And Tillian's eye seems to have gotten better as well. He's been a little more patient, a little less free swinging tonight. Worked those two walks on Sunday. 3-2 pitch, he grounds one, foul, just foul, over the third base side. Well, he clubbed a long foul ball last at-bat and the prior at-bat, probably home run distance. This one missed a double down the line by a matter of inches. Another 3-2 pitch, and he will pop that right side out of play. Worcester, another 3-2. Outside, ball four. Tillian draws a walk. And Wohl due to hit. He's been a reliever in the bullpen for a few minutes. But with the lefty-lefty matchup, it looks like Angelo Spada will stick with his lefty reliever. We've got Wohl on a double play in the fourth. Mets lead by three. Two on, two outs in the top of the sixth. Wohl 1-for-3 today. Flies this ball into left field towards Caballero, who sees it and catches it for Worcester pays off. Well, the Mets do get him for a two-out, two-strike RBI single from Dominguez. Lead back up to three. It's 9-6 in the middle of the sixth. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Trey McLaughlin, 2 1/3 innings. Back on the mound, gets a swing and a miss on a fading changeup from Christian Rodriguez. When Trey's faced eight batters, he's got seven outs. Caballero, a homer off of him in the fourth inning on, again, not a bad pitch. Kind of up and in as this pitch is outside. Wonder how much longer McLaughlin will stay in the game. Mets, nobody throwing in the bullpen, but a couple of guys milling around out there. There's a ball sliced foul. Mets no game Friday, Saturday, Monday. You had the two on Sunday. So that's a lot of pitchers that didn't get much work in since the last nine inning game on Thursday. Now that Thursday is the last night game we had as this ball sliced foul into the stands. And the doubleheader on Sunday, the noon start, I mean, we were done by 4 o'clock. It's kind of strange starting this game at night. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strike three, sit down, Christian Rodriguez. Third punch out, fourth punch out for McLaughlin. He's pitching with a 9-6 lead, throwing strikes. That's what certainly got Colina in trouble. The three walks. Two of those scoring and extending the innings. McLaughlin throws a ball outside to Zubia, the first batter he faced. Struck him out. Zubia represented the tying run at the time. Ball fouled back for a strike. Point being, with not much baseball being played, just 14 innings in a four-day span, Mets should be well-rested in the bullpen as this pitch is fouled to the mitt of Smith. Atencio pitched five in the game two Sunday. Ramon Gomez and Nate Jones each pitched an inning to finish. Ziegler, the minor league rehabber, pitched game one. Scott's essentially a starting pitcher. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down. Zubia. Two up, two down. So you have Nunez, who's now up in Binghamton as his rehab assignment ends. Not a regular part of the bullpen. Ziegler came off the IL pitching two innings. Scott was essentially a starter, pitched four. So really, Ramon Gomez and Nate Jones are the only regular relievers who have thrown since Thursday. There's a swing and a miss from Prater. So it should be a lot of fresh arms down there. Hopefully, ready, not rusty. There's a pitch low. Seventh straight retired by McLaughlin. He's 1-1 on Prater, who is 0-for-2 today with an RBI ground out. Slider down and away. No swing. Looks like Daniel Juarez starting to play long toss in the bullpen for the Mets. Fastball belted up the middle. Solid single for Prater. Streak of seven in a row retired comes to an end. And Caballero will bat. The other man to reach against McLaughlin. His third home run of the season in the fourth. That cut it to 8-6. It's now 9-6 Mets. McLaughlin's slider is away for ball one. Fastball fouled right back, a huge arrow. That's the sign, isn't it, when the ball is fouled straight back to the screen? Means the timing was right, just did everything but square up the baseball. Same pitch, fly ball into right, sinking fast. Dominguez will play it on a bounce. And then heave it to Lugo in the middle of the infield. And Caballero. Two hits off McLaughlin. First and second for Jose Salas. All of a sudden at the plate as the tying run. Brady Smith out to have a word. So from seven in a row retired to two in a row getting base hits. McLaughlin, some work to do to finish up this inning. Salas popped out. Foul territory to Smith against McLaughlin in the fourth. First pitch, popped it up again. Three Mets converging. Well, now it's Lugo making the catch in front of second base. So McLaughlin can exhale. Excellent work by him. 3 1/3 innings, allowing just the solo home run, keeping the Mets in front in the series opener, 9-6. We're going to the seventh.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher on the mound for Jupiter, Yuriz Jimenez. So after two straight lefty relievers for the last 4 2/3 innings, let's get back to facing a right-hander in Jimenez. Caleb Worcester, 2 2/3, 2 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He had a long-distance conversation when he walked off the mound with the field umpire, Nelson Fraley. He's trying to show Fraley how he was setting up. That relates back to the balk, which actually cost him a run. Two-out balk to move Guerrero up to second, then Justin scores on a single. So that was a big run there for the Mets. And Fraley, of course, it's a run against his statistics and a run against his team. So give him credit for easily keeping it to himself. And the inning was live, but he did not waste much time after the inning ended to basically show the umpire what he was doing. So here is the new pitcher, Jimenez, throwing a strike to Brady Smith. 1 for 3 with 2 strikeouts and a single. Smith swings over the top of this one. It's 0-2. It's been good. 14 relief appearances, a 1.33 ERA. It's 3 earned runs in 20 innings. 14 walks is high. 27 strikeouts also high. Curveball low. Mets faced him twice in the prior series between the teams, combining for 2 shutout innings. 1 hit and 2 strikeouts. Fastball is hit a mile up. When's it coming down? Right about now, and it's missed by the third baseman Rodriguez in foul territory. And Brady Smith was on second base when that ball finally hit off the glove of Rodriguez. Now, that can be called an error. That was a major league pop-up. So the foul keeps it strike two, and yeah, that's official score is going to charge him with an error. Missed pop-up in foul territory. High up there, but you'd expect players at this level to come down with that. There's a ground ball foul off the tarp. No wind here. And you can't blame it on the wind. Lights didn't affect it. Sun has set. It's just a miscatch. Fastball swung on and missed. Smith strikes out for the third time. So the error, but doesn't matter in the end. As we go back to the top, and De Los Santos. 1 for 4, a home run and 2 strikeouts. And he chases one in the dirt for strike one. Mets have struck out. They have not swung at that pitch, the dirt ball. For as well as De Los Santos has played recently, this is now 3 straight games with multiple strikeouts, and I think he was just hit with the automatic strike. Maybe not. I think Jupiter was just hit with an automatic ball. There's a slider for a strike. It's 1-2. Yep, sure enough, automatic ball. So 4 auto balls on Jupiter tonight. There's a ball fouled away. Mets lead 9-6. 1 out. Nobody on base in the top of the 7th inning. A slider in the dirt, swung on and missed by De Los Santos. He strikes out for the 3rd straight time. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jimenez here in the 7th. And Jose Rivera will hit. He's 0-4-3 with two strikeouts and a walk. Mets made a slew of roster moves the last couple of days. Let me read them off to you. Seven total. Somewhat surprising, yesterday the Mets demoted Vincent Perozzo and Kevin Villavicencio back to the FCL Mets, the complex, and both played in the FCL Mets game today against the Astros down at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. As this pitch is low. But Villavicencio, I thought he was a stud. He was hitting well enough. I think the Mets just wanted to play shortstop a little bit more. He was playing shortstop, you know, three times a week here in six games. Plus, he'd be off about one day a week. So he was getting a decent amount of play at shortstop. But a little surprising that at 18 years old, they would send him over here. He does well here last year, and they send him back down. There's a pitch low. Perozzo going back down, not all that surprising. He was the last catcher called over. The Mets still have Bear Sierra, Rivera, and Brady Smith as catchers. There's a pop-up foul. So those were the two moves yesterday. The Mets made five moves today. One was promoting or taking Daniel Nunez off of minor league rehab assignment, sending him to Binghamton. Yeah, he's throwing 99 miles an hour and wipeout breaking stuff. Older guy. He's a guy that could maybe push to make it up to the big leagues at some point this year. There's a pitch low. Rivera works his second walk of the game. Two-out free pass will keep the inning alive for William Lugo. Nick MacDonald, who had appeared in a couple of games for the Mets out of the bullpen, has been placed back on the injured list. He was on the IL up in Brooklyn. Hadn't been a couple of had not been smooth in his couple outings here. So with the open roster spots, the Mets, well, they activated Keyshawn Askew from the IL. We already knew that. They added infielder Albert Suarez from the development list. Here's a ball pulled foul by Lugo. Now, Albert wasn't getting a lot of playing time in a roster crunch, went to the development list. Now he's back. The Mets have added Matt Rudick from the seven-day IL up in Brooklyn. He was on rehab assignment with the FCL Mets on the complex side. So Rudick is an infielder on the roster today, not in the lineup. Rudick was a 13th round pick last year by the Mets out of San Diego State. Did not appear with St. Lucie last summer after being drafted and started this year in high A Brooklyn. So he jumped past St. Lucie, but now back down to St. Lucie for the first time. We'll get a look at Rudick at some point in this series. So that's a lot that happened since Sunday afternoon's doubleheader sweep. 9-6, one on, two out. Lugo takes a strike at the knees from Jimenez. And it's a 2-2 count. Lugo today 1-for-3. A single, walk, two runs, and an RBI. Rivera running, pitches grounded to short. Salas only have one play to first, and he makes it. Rivera was already camped out up there on second. Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors, one stranded. At the seventh inning stretch, St. Lucie leads 9-6.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
We'll be right back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball News.
Mets send a new pitcher to the mound in the seventh inning. Fifth of the night, lefty Daniel Juarez. His first appearance in a week. Coming off maybe the best appearance for a reliever this year for the Mets. As he faces Anhuedes Santos, who fouls one off. 9-6 Mets in the bottom of the seventh. Trey McLaughlin, what a job he did. 3 1/3 innings. Three hits, one run on a solo homer. This ball's fouled back. He did not walk a batter. He struck out five. Really settled the game down. As the Mets had an early 7-0 lead. Got trimmed to two runs twice. Now sits at three. Santos 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Juarez, the lefty, waits as time's called at the plate. O-2, changeup outside. Juarez last Tuesday in the opener against Daytona pitched three perfect innings to end the game. It doesn't get better than that. There's a check swing. He went around. Strike three, sit down. Anhuedes Santos called right there at the plate by Garrett Griffin. Wipe out, breaking ball in the dirt. But Juarez came into that game against Daytona with a 2-1 lead. Pitched the perfect seventh with the 2-1 lead. Pitched the perfect eighth with the 2-1 lead. Or it was 3-2, excuse me. So a one-run lead for two innings. And then the Mets got a couple of runs in the bottom of the eighth, so he finished off the ninth with the 1-2-3 inning with the 3-run lead. There's a swing and a miss from Lewis. So it's not like he pitched three perfect innings up 8 runs. It was constantly facing the tying run at the plate. At least for the first 6 batters. So for that, he got the save to 2.18. He's had a spectacular season. It's 5 runs in 21 innings, 8 walks, and a whopping 31 strikeouts. Oh and 2 on Lewis, and he will poke one foul. Doesn't look like Juarez, though, will get a chance for a 3-inning save this time. Mets have Jeffrey Colon working in the bullpen. Pitch fouled back. Lewis 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a run back in the third inning. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Strike three, sit down, Ian Lewis. Back-to-back strikeouts for Juarez. The Mets have already sent up a handful of pitchers to Brooklyn this season. Juarez, as deserving as really anybody on the staff right now. Really, the only one true reliever has been promoted, and that was Brendan Hardy. And he went quick. And last time I checked, Hardy was pitching okay, but they have him on the development list up in Brooklyn, so not even pitching. First pitch a strike, second pitch a swinging strike to Brady Allen. Allen 1-for-2 with the triple, walk, RBI, and 2 runs scored. But now looking down the barrel of an 0-2 count. Juarez into the wind to try to finish him off. And he does with a swinging fastball. Strike three, sit down, Brady Allen. Easy does it, right? Three batters, three swinging strikeouts. Perfect, uneventful seventh for him. Mets will take their 9-6 lead to the eighth.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Getting down to the wire here in game one of the six-game series at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets have led since the first pitch of the game. It's 9-6. Justin Guerrero at the plate, lead off the eighth. Fouls off the pitch from Yuriz Jimenez. Justin tonight up 4 times, on 3 times. 2 singles, a walk, a couple of runs, and 1 RBI. Swings and misses at the curveball, sharp curveball. It's 0-2. How about Juarez last inning? Not an immaculate inning, but pretty darn close. And 12 pitches, 11 strikes, 3 strikeouts. Guerrero swings and misses at the curve, and he's down for the first out in the eighth. Mets got a run on the first pitch from Omar De Los Santos to start the game. Opposite field shot to right. Had a chance for many more in the inning, but could not score. They put up a 6 spot in the second. Go up 7-0. Jupiter got 2 in the bottom of the second, 3 in the bottom of the third to make it 7-5. Each team scored in the fourth. That made it 8-6. The Mets got a run in the sixth to make it 9-6. Here's a ground ball by Consuegra deep into the left field corner. It's got by the dive of the third baseman Rodriguez, and Stanley cruises into second base with a one-out double, his third hit of the night. Had a couple of singles in the first and fourth, plus a walk, so part of the order. Guerrero and Consuegra combining for now 5 hits. Seven times on base. And Dominguez, who started slow but is coming on. Pop out and a strikeout in the first 2 innings and a walk and an RBI single since. Trying to add to the lead. And he drives one deep left field. No, it's caught. Oh, Dominguez was admiring it. Never even got halfway to first base. I looked at him. Thought he was admiring his home run, which he was, and the problem was it was not a home run. And he's being given the business. Well, I didn't say bye-bye, I just said bye. Caught at the back of the track by Caballero. Swing and a miss by Tillian. Well, off the bat, it sounded good. It looked good. He admired it. Just didn't go. If we're done eating, that ball's out. Brought home, it might be out too. This is a tough place to hit home runs. Although the Mets have done better than Mets teams in the past here. Two down, and Tillian at the plate in a 1-1 count. And he pops one up, and this should do it for the inning. And it will be caught foul territory by Zubia. Now, Dominguez had himself and me fooled. Mets do not score in the eighth inning. Consueger, though, with his third hit, a double. Go to the home eighth. Mets lead 9-6.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being used tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Cyrus Johnson in the box for Jupiter. Jeffrey Clone on the mound for the Mets. And he throws a strike on the outside corner. We also have a new right fielder, Matt Rudick. Talking about him a couple innings ago. Added from the complex side. Coming off the Brooklyn IL. Here's a pop-up and foul ground for Brady Smith. Brady makes his second catch on a pop-up in foul territory today. Well, you know, I'm going to take a guess here at what happened. Carlos Dominguez hits a fly ball deep left field, admires it, doesn't get halfway to first base as it's caught, and the next inning he's not in the game. So I don't even think you need to read between the lines. You don't hustle, you're out of there. Here is Rodriguez, who's two. It's an interesting case as he throws one high. He was on St. Lucie a couple of different times last year, but did not stick. Just didn't throw enough strikes, like a lot of pitchers last season across minor league baseball, especially here in the Florida State League dealing with the automated strike zone. Did not start the season with St. Lucie this year. Of course, it was a tough pitching staff to crack. We all know that. Made it over at the start of the month. And he only has pitched a third of an inning. That was last week against Daytona. Here, he walks Rodriguez on four pitches. We have seen players who played for St. Lucie last year, both pitchers and hitters that, you know, struggled, that have made a jump this season. Brendan Hardy comes to mind when you think about relievers, a guy who couldn't buy a strike. Last season was electric to start this season. Cologne trying to follow that path. And he zips in a fastball for a strike to Zubia. Mets lead this game 9-6, one out, one on, bottom of the eighth. Cologne, the fifth pitcher of the night. That was a curveball for a strike. Taking over for Juarez, who threw his one perfect inning with three strikeouts. O-2 pitch. That one is a called third strike on the outside corner. Sit down Zach Zubia. Smith, the way Brady Smith caught that and then threw it right back to the pitcher, Cologne, made me think it was a ball. A slight delay maybe from the called strike 3-2 with Garrett Griffin. Seems like it's been slow. As this pitch has a ball up to Prater. So pop out, a walk, and a strikeout for Cologne. Trying to keep that tying run in the on-deck circle. Change up outside. And Jupiter had that big second and third inning with solo home run in the fourth from Caballero, but nothing since. A slider for a strike. 2-1. Fastball grounded to the shortstop Lugo. He will go the short route to second. Caught by Tillian for the force. Fielder's choice off the bat of Prater. Rodriguez out at second base. Good inning for Jeffrey Cologne. Go to the ninth. Mets will look for insurance. They lead the opener 9-6 at Roger Dean.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your fam epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yuri Jimenez still out there for Jupiter. Pitched the last two innings. Scoreless. Mets will have at least a three-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. Looking at the Mets bullpen, I don't see anybody loosening, so looks like Jeffrey Cologne will attempt to finish it out. See if the Mets can give him an insurance run. Game was a blowout early. Give credit to Jupiter. They battled back, but a lot of Even more credit goes to McLaughlin, Juarez, and Colon. They're basically stomping out what was a very high-scoring game early. 7-5 through three innings. Just three total runs scored in the game since. Wold will ground one just foul. Nearly hit it off the bag. Third. Wold, 1-for-4. Pokes another one out of play. Let's go over the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Have two finals. Lakeland won at Dunedin 4-2, 2 hours and 33 minutes. Clearwater won at Bradenton 4-2, 2 hours 36 minutes. One game is nearing completion. Daytona has a 5-1 lead at home against Fort Myers in the top of the ninth. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Wold in the top of the ninth. Palm Beach and Tampa were postponed due to wet grounds at Steinbrenner Field. So either they got too much rain or they didn't get the tarp on, whatever the case is. Another day of no baseball for Palm Beach. Didn't have games. You know, Palm Beach completed a suspended game with Jupiter on Thursday, then had the second game that day postponed. Didn't play Friday, didn't play Saturday, had the doubleheader Sunday, didn't play Monday, and now doesn't play Tuesday. So Cardinals all out of sorts as Smith fouls one off his front foot, it looks like. Not what the Mets need. Another catcher getting dinged. And will hobble around. I'll walk towards Robbie. They'll have a little conversation. What's coming up the rest of this week? Well, we're right here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium where the Mets are playing games 13 through 18 this year. And they're 6-6 here this season. 6:30 starts tomorrow. A 6 o'clock start on Thursday. Noon on Friday. 6 on Saturday and noon on Sunday. There's a pitch for a ball low to Guerrero. Now, I don't know why Thursday's at 6 and not 6:30. I'm not going to complain. The earlier the better. Especially when you have a 45-minute ride back. There's a ball low. Friday, it's the big splash day here. Basically, water park day outside the stadium and inside the stadium. A camp day for the kids. So that's the reason for the noon Friday game. They do have dry zones here for fans who don't want to get wet or scouts, team personnel. So that's the deal with that. There's a pitch low for ball four, and Smith, after fouling one off his foot, ends the string of outs that he had. Back to the top, and De Los Santos, he has struck out three straight times as well. Let's see if he can snap that for homering on the first pitch of the night, driving in a run in his second at-bat. One on, one out, top nine. Mets lead by three. De Los Santos grounds one foul out towards the Jupiter bullpen. Weather today was horrific coming in, but it moved out quickly. They dumped the tarp, and this game started on time under mostly cloudy skies. Not sure everybody believed that would happen as this ball has popped into left center field. And that's going to be called for and caught by Caballero. And expect the weather to really be about the same the rest of the week, although I think it's going to be a little better towards the weekend. But we are now truly in the rainy season in the Florida State League, where almost every day around 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock we should expect a big thunderstorm, hopefully clearing out by game time, which is exactly what happened today. Jose Rivera up with two outs. And Slider backs in for a strike. Rivera 0 for 3, two strikeouts, two walks. The slider dips low. Fastball pounded foul for strike two. Menez, the 1-2 pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball, fouled away, right in on the hands. Well, the Hammerheads, just in case, have a reliever warming up in the bullpen. Jimenez getting near 50 pitches. And 2-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. A strikeout of Rivera. Two strikeouts in the inning. He works around the one-out walk to Brady Smith. So the Mets scoreless in the last three innings. They'll have to hope that nine runs tonight and a three-run lead is enough. Jeffrey Colon trying to finish it out when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
9-1-2, batting for Jupiter in the bottom of the ninth. Jupiter looking for magic. Mets looking for a series opening victory and a seventh straight win overall. Jorge Caballero takes a fastball high from Colon. Caballero, a home run and a single in his last two at-bats. Colon, a 14-pitch eighth inning. Throws this pitch outside. It's quickly two balls and no strikes. This fastball dumped over for strike one. Caballero taking the whole way. Well, you know how these things usually go. Mets, not a lot of easy wins this year. Always seems to be some sort of drama. As this ball is sent into left field, tracing back, now moving in is De Los Santos. He's got out number one. Well, Colon comes back from 2-0 to get the out. Horton out, retires the leadoff hitter. Now back to the top of Salas. He's drawing two walks and two pop-ups. Well, last few wins for the Mets, actually on this winning streak, not a whole lot of drama. And that crazy win Sunday in Dunedin. The 11-9 win, as this pitch is a strike, the six home runs. A nice 5-2 win on Tuesday last week. then a 7-1 win, then a 10-4 win. Neither of the games on Sunday ever felt like they were in jeopardy. And 2-0 and 5-1. So actually a little run here by the Mets where there hasn't been as much drama as usual. Trying to keep it that way. Off. And he's quickly behind 0-2. Alone. Fastball, fouled off. Does say something about the Mets' confidence in Jeffrey Colon. Only his second game on the team, and they've asked him to get a six-out save in a high-scoring game on the road. The 0-2 pitch, that one's fouled away. The one game he pitched last week at home against Daytona, he just threw six pitches, needing one out to bridge between two pitchers for one-third of an inning. O-2 pitch swung on and missed on the sinker. Strike three, sit down Jose Salas. Two up, two down. Colon closing in on a beauty of an outing. Now, even though he's relatively new to the 2022 team, he does have more experience than a lot of other relievers on the roster, given how he pitched in 14 games for St. Lucie last year. First pitch, a fastball for a strike inside on Anoa'i Santos, who was 0 for 4 with three strikeouts from the two spot. This fastball inside. Check swing on appeal. It didn't go. 2-1. Colon's pitch, swung on and missed. A changeup beautifully dropped in for strike two. And now Colon and the Mets one good pitch away from finishing off a series opening victory. This pitch sails up and out. It's a full count. Colon peers in, wasting no time. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Oh, he sailed it to the backstop. Then with that high slider, two straight pitches. Surprised. Looked like it just ballooned out of his fingertips. So the game stays alive, and you have now a hitter in Lewis who's doubled today off the wall. And you have Allen who's tripled today following if he can get up. You're entering heart of the lineup territory. The tying run looming in the on-deck circle. Colon's first pitch. Ball outside. In the last three pitches, he's not used fastball. Here's a bouncer. This is a tough play out towards Tillian. He will throw quickly to first. Got him! Ball game over. Mets win. Junior Tillian, a fantastic screaming run in to field the high bouncer and the whippy throw to first just in time to get Ian Lewis ends the ball game. Mets win 9-6. Great pitching down the stretch. The offense carried the day early, scoring seven runs in the first two innings. The pitching staff giving up one solo home run in the last six innings to cool the Jupiter bats and finish out the series opening victory. Mets have now won seven games in a row, the third time this season they've had a winning streak of seven games. Mighty impressive. They improved to 35-16 overall. The game lead over Jupiter in the East with just 14 games to go in the first half. Three more wins in this series, and the Mets will be division champs. Jupiter, with the loss, falls to 26-24. The winning pitcher today, Trey McLaughlin. He certainly earned it. 3 1/3, excellent innings. Losing pitcher, Gabe Bierman, the starter for Jupiter. Colon, in just his second game this season, gets his first save, one of the six-out variety. Mets on a roll. Happy high five line has formed and finished. They are off to the clubhouse down the left field line to celebrate another victory. We'll step aside, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Mets' 9-6 win in the series opener over the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, everybody. Adam McDonough with you from atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up another Mets win. This one 9-6 over the Jupiter Hammerheads on a Tuesday night. Mets now 3-4 against Jupiter this year and 7-6 here at the Dean. Mets 20-3 at home, 15-13 on the road. Let's get to the scoring summary. It started remarkably on the first pitch. Omar De Los Santos homers opposite field off Bierman, 1-0 Mets. Mets scored sixth in the second inning. Jack Thomas Wold leads off with a double. Brady Smith then singles. Omar De Los Santos hits an RBI fielder's choice that brings in Wold for a 2-0 lead. Later in the inning, William Lugo legs out an infield hit to score Brady Smith to make it 3-0. Justin Guerrero would follow with an RBI single to right field, bringing home De Los Santos for a 4-0 lead. Junior Tillian, three batters later with the bases loaded, three-run double to right field to make it 7-0 Mets. Jupiter would answer. Two runs in the second inning off of Colina. RBI fielder's choice for Sam Prater made it 7-1. Moved a runner to third base. That runner will be balked in to make it 7-2. In the third inning against Colina, Lewis, an RBI double. Brady Allen, an RBI triple. Osiris Johnson, a sack fly in that order, made it 7-5. Mets got a run back. In the fourth inning, a bases-loaded infield single for Tillian made it 8-5. Jorge Caballero would homer in the bottom of the fourth with one out to make it 8-6. That would be the last run after that. And in the sixth inning, Carlos Dominguez, a two-out, 0-2 RBI single up the middle to Plate Guerrero to make it 9-6, final run of the game. Going to the box score, starting with the line score. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Mets. 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Jupiter. Hitters in the game. I think everybody reached base for the Mets at least once. 7 of the 10 position players in the game got a hit. De Los Santos 1-for-6 with the home run on the first pitch, so quiet night after that. Guerrera 2-for-4, a walk, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Consueger 3-for-4 with the walk, a double, and a run scored. Tillian 2-for-4, drove in 4 runs on the night. Wold did his 7th double, Tillian his 4th double, and Consueger his 10th. The home run for Omar was his 8th. For Jupiter, Rodriguez went 2-for-3 with the run scored and a walk. Caballero 2-for-4 with his 3rd home run. Allen hit his 2nd triple, Lewis his 4th double. Pitchers in the game, Keyshawn Askew in his return from the IL serves as the opener. A scoreless, hitless first inning with the walk and 2 strikeouts on 13 pitches. Colina, inning in 2/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, no strikeouts. Was into the game with a 7-0 lead, but does not get the win. That goes to McLaughlin, who's now 2-1. Trey, 3 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Juarez, a perfect inning with 3 strikeouts. And Colon, 2 scoreless hitless innings with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts for his first save. For Jupiter, Bierman, an inning in the 3rd, 6 hits, 5 runs earned, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. He's 2-2 now. Suriel, 2 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Worcester, a run in 2 hits and 2 2/3. And Jimenez pitched the final 3 innings scoreless with a hit, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. So the St. Lucie staff strikes out 12, the Jupiter staff 13. Ball game play, you're not allowed to count those that did come in since it's not open to the public. The time of game, 2 hours and 57 minutes. So he did not hit the 3-hour mark despite being well on pace for that over the first 3 innings. We just remain with the 1 game over 3 hours this year. It was against Jupiter back in the 3rd series of the season. Mets. Magic number down to 6 in the first half in the East Division. We'll try to trim it to 4 tomorrow. Another 6:30 start here against the Jupiter Hammerheads at Roger Dean. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Roger Dean. The St. Lucie Mets 9, the Jupiter Hammerheads 6. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope everybody out there in Radioland has a pleasant remainder of their evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.